It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hello, lovelies. How are you today? Welcome, welcome. Enjoy being here with you guys. We are having a show today about you. Yes, you being totally, totally lovable. How does that strike you, right? I freaked out already. Yeah, I know I'm lovable, kind of. At least, you know, my mom loves me. Or maybe not. No, I mean you, lovable. Lovable by others. Lovable through by source. Lovable yourself. Lovable by your to your parents. Lovable to your partners. Lovable to partners that have yet to be in your life. I mean, lovable all the way across the board. It's funny too, even as I mention it and just kind of, you know, throw out these ideas. Some of them you're like, yeah, yeah. And others are like, no, maybe not. Yeah, yeah, no, no, maybe not. So we're going to be finding out where you're lovable, where you're not, but mostly where you are lovable. And that's our theme for today. So welcome to Flow Dreaming, right? Flow Dreaming has been on consecutively for 13 years. I am about to transition it into its own beautiful network that I'm putting together. It's called inflowradio.com. It's possible you'll even be, if this is in the future already, you'll be listening to this archive right there on the station, gathering together a mighty beautiful host of hosts, coming with me on what's going to be a very exciting ride for the next decade or more, as we explore the boundaries of our consciousness, of what we're capable of in our own personal growth and development, in our intuition, in our health and wellness, in our creativity, in our experiences and interpersonal relations with others. This is what the channel is about, and it's very curated. It's very tightly focused. My aim is that you can turn it on in the morning and turn it off in the evening. Well, you don't have to, or vice versa. Turn it on in the evening, turn it off in the morning. And pretty much, you know, 9 out of 10 shows that you listen to will be right up your alley because it'll be in your bandwidth of interests. You know, it's kind of like making a carbon copy of myself. If you like the things I'm into, you're going to like the station. And that's what you get when you strike out and do something on your own and take that big risk. That's why every entrepreneur probably out there on the planet has created their own thing, because they get to enjoy seeing their vision unfold and having a like-minded crowd of people come up around them and say, me too. I mean, and this is a good me too. Me too. I feel the same. Thank you for representing my voice. And that is exactly what I intend to do. So coming back here to Flow Dreaming, this is the show, of course, that launched it all way back in 2005 when I built and created and developed Hay House Radio. Now we're going to move into a new network, and I'm just beyond thrilled. I'm just jumping jelly beans all over the place. And this, of course, goes along with Me School, which is the other big, big thing that I do. I've been developing for the last 4 or 5 years now, and I feel like it's strong enough to stand on its own 2 feet so I can jump into something else and play in a new sandbox for a little bit. Although I'm still playing with Me School, of course. I love you guys. You're not going anywhere. So we're not focusing today necessarily on flow dreaming, which is a technique. It is a mode, a modality, really, for emotional energetic reconditioning. I believe you can change your emotional state at will. I believe when you change your emotional state, you change your energetic state. And when your energetic state changes, the outward physical world around you likewise changes. It is a mirror of your internal world. And this goes into the heart of quantum physics and quantum consciousness theory. But aside from that, it is damn effective. So please give it a go. And we will be dipping in and out of it today, of course. But I do want to talk about love, right? You, loving yourself, loving others, just being in love, being loved and feeling love and understanding your own inner excellence. It's kind of weird. I was thinking, you know, as I was putting together our show notes today, you know, part of the conversation that's going on in the world right now is how we're raising all of these super entitled kids and they get trophies just for showing up, let alone, you know, doing anything at soccer or Girl Scouts or whatever it may be. And we're worried, you know, are we creating a generation of takers and a generation of people who didn't ever have to work for it? On the other hand, I continuously encounter one person after another, and they look like everything is pretty good on the outside, but then you get into the gooey center, and it's like, why aren't you honoring yourself? Like, why are you tolerating that? Why are you letting this continue to happen? You know, how is it that you're loving someone else more than you're loving yourself? Because that's what's going on here. And were you taught that that's a noble thing to do? You know, I get self-sacrifice. You know, every parent knows that they would immediately, you know, take a bullet for their child. Ooh, and that, I don't mean that literally in today's day and age. I mean that strictly figuratively, not putting that out there. But it's true. And so when I see and encounter a lot of students, a lot of private clients, you know, we dig right into this heart of, are you worthy? Do you think you're worthy? Do you think you really deserve that? Or did you have a feeling this whole time people were pulling the wool over your eyes and telling you you were great and wonderful, and secretively you knew that you were just crap and that you were not as worthy as everybody says? So it's weird because there's these two giant cross currents in kind of the national energetic state going on. You know, I take my own daughter, and I don't talk about her much, Lexi, because she's very sensitive. She's a teenager. She's 15 now. Can you believe that? And, you know, I see it in her. I'm always telling her, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're talented, you know, you're going to just do whatever you want in life. You're going to go places. You have all the support in the world, you know, like just pumping her full of good vibes, good, positive, you know, coaching, and yes, yes, yes. And yet I can see even in her, you know, the self-doubt, the I don't know who is really my friend. I don't know if they really like me or they're just pretending. I don't know. There's this insecurity that's still present. And I think, I really feel, just this is my own personal experience, that even though we may be in a helicopter society, a hovering, everybody is great, everybody deserves a prize kind of society, there are lots of contradictory results coming out of it. Yes, we may have, you know, young adults entering the workplace who feel like they're entitled to an $80,000 job right out the get-go and who are unpleasantly surprised when they realize that they're not exactly worth that in the marketplace, and at least in terms of some places, which I know goes on. I have a whole other spiel on worth in that sense, but I won't go into it now because that's complicated. But on the other hand, you know, we still have kids being rejected for dances and not going to dances and not having friend groups at lunchtime. And it doesn't matter what their parents tell them and what their soccer team told them. It just ain't happening. So it's this very interesting topsy-turvy place. And it's no guarantee that this kind of self-worth and self-love that we all should innately know and understand, it's no guarantee it's actually going to be there. And it makes it very difficult to judge, you know, especially when you see others who seem overfull of their self-worth. You know, a lot of the trend right now is, you know, to watch other people's lives and watch them vlog and, you know, take their groceries out on video and you know, I mean, like crazy stuff. And now I'm going to read a book and now I'm going to cook a meal and then I'm going to show you how I put my lipstick on. And you think, wow, they must have a lot of self-worth because I can't believe they'd do that if they understood how uninteresting and boring that is. But the fact is, we are all watching each other. And sometimes we do things even if we don't have self-worth. So, with that in mind, today, I just want to remind you, You were born with a very beautiful and particular gift. And that is the gift of consciousness. And I watch all the planetary sciencey shows. I watch anything sci-fi I'm probably watching. And not even sci-fi, but real science. I know about all the universes and all the galaxies and the multiverses potentially and the multiple string theories of 11 or 100 or a million dimensions. And nobody really knows if there is life out there. We speculate. The law of odds says, yes, there's tons and tons of life. It just so happens that we are in this tiny, secluded little pocket. It's like, you know how there are still a few tribes out there in the rainforest, supposedly, that have never been discovered? And we think, oh, how is that possible? Come on, in this day and age. And yet, supposedly, there are still a couple of unmapped tribes hanging out there. Well, that's how we are in our universe. We are in the tiny, little, super far away, unremarkable, undiscovered quadrant where there is not a whole lot going on. So why would anybody bother to look for that one habitable planet? So it feels like we're very alone. We may be, we may not be. But one thing is for sure, this one little habitable planet has been gifted with life. Life is special because life means growth. Life says, you shall grow. It is your mandate. You shall evolve. It is your mandate. You shall develop. You shall become something greater than you began. Greater than what you started with. That's pretty special right there. It's not just, you know, what happens on other planets. You get some volcanoes, you know, the atmosphere evaporates and you go into freezing cold ice and then you get hit by meteors and, you know, yeah, it's kind of there. It's like, yeah, it's progressing through time. It's having experiences. Certainly everything in our universe has experiences. But here, yeah, our Earth is going through all of that. But then there is us and we're doing interesting things like realizing our own reflection in the mirror. We are realizing there is an I in here, a me. There is an inner awareness, a consciousness that's developed and occurred. And we're discovering some really interesting things with this consciousness as our science progresses. A lot of things that used to be in the realm of religion are not so much in religion. They've become in the realm of science. And this beautiful blurry space in between religion and science has grown up over the last 100 or so years. And it's called spirituality, right? It's in the hazy place. Religion used to be, here's how you think, do this. You know, listen, we're a power, we're an authority, we're going to help you live and survive and grow and network and thrive. And now we still have religion. And we have science. But this little middle child has been born. And the middle child of spirituality says, well, you know, quantum consciousness suggests and quantum physics suggests that your consciousness is in your body. Yeah, it's biological, but it's also outside of your body. It's part of something bigger. There's a whole earth collective consciousness that we are part of. And perhaps the Earth is part of a galactic consciousness, a universal consciousness, a oneness. And maybe you've heard that term thrown around. And that oneness is oneness with the OG. How else do I say it? The OG, man, the original. You can call it God. If you're post-religion, you can call it Source. If you're post-spirituality, you can just call it the OG, right? Whatever. Part of it. I'm made of it. I flourish within it. And whatever is inside my brain is also hooked up with that. So when I leave the body, when I'm no longer in the body, that other part of me is still quite alive, active, recording things, experiencing things, and getting back to full circle. Growth. I'm in growth. So why is growth so unique? It means that if you have this consciousness that's universal, that just kind of goes on and on and on, that's not dependent on something physical. Not dependent, part of it, but not dependent. It means you have the potential to exist forever, right? The kingdom of heaven could be right around you right now, where your consciousness is currently residing. Why am I leading up to this with this really long explanation? Because when we're talking about love and worth, we can't leave this part of ourselves out of the combination. You know, love and worth, when it's bad, when it's damaged, when you've been hurt, that's the physical part of you. That's the part of you that went through a relationship and got rejected. That's the part of you that is, still reeling from not getting the job or not even being responded to with your resume. That's the part of you that never realized your dream as an actress or realized your, that beautiful, loving relationship soulmate you always craved. That's the part of you that is hurting from the present set of experiences that may or may not have gone your way, or joyful from those experiences. But the bigger part of you is saying, come one, come all, I collect them. I am a larger being. I am an ancient being. I am an endless being. I am a part of everything. Everything that I experience, I'm bringing back to the whole. I am innately lovable. Now let's change the wording. Let's change the pronouns. You are innately lovable. You didn't have to earn this love. You didn't have to go out and seek this love from anyone else. It was already yours. It was your birthright. You were born lovable. You were born a little baby that everybody wanted to love. Maybe not even the people that you wanted to have love you. Maybe not them. But if you had been put down in the middle of a city street, 30 people would have swarmed to pick you up, and a lot of them would have fallen in love with you. It's true. You know it's true. There was nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with you when you came out. Nothing wrong with you now. Nothing wrong with you in the seed that birthed you, that created you. Nothing wrong in the consciousness that is you. You don't have to earn this. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to work for it for lifetimes. You are simply lovable. If you're lovable, gosh, it stands to reason you're also worthy. And again, you don't have to earn the worth. Do you really think the universe is stacked up with some master scorekeeper saying, well, you've got 14 points, you've got 12, you've only got 2, you better work on things because you're not worthy yet. When I look at systems that propagate that belief, and again, this is my personal viewpoint, take it or leave it, but when I look at systems that propagate that belief that you're not worthy enough until you do X, Y, and Z, I often find control there. Someone somewhere is trying to control you for some purpose. Because they've set up a series of things that you have to do to gain their approval. And this is natural. I mean, this is what we do as humans. My kids have to do their chores to gain my approval as their mom. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It is just one way of looking at things. And you can have that, you can ascribe to that, or you can ascribe to something else. It really is your choice. If you ascribe to something else, and that thing is, I was born worthy, I should act up to the standards of that worthiness, then you don't need anybody else outside you keeping score. I was born worthy. I was born lovable. Therefore, I need to act in exact relation to the worth that I am and I have. Get what that means? It means if somebody gives me $5 billion and says, manage this, I say, I am worthy of that. And I can do that. And I will do that. And ignorance is no excuse. If I say, I have no idea how to deal with $5 billion. You think Oprah knew how to deal with $5 billion? No. But she was hella worth it, right? She figured it out. She knew who to ask. Teach me how to deal with this. I'm worth it. I was given something because I am worth it. And that's the thing. Everything in life is giving you something because you're worth it. And if it's not giving you what you want, it's probably because it's not that you're not worth it. It's probably because you've been looking in the wrong places and you haven't been opening your eyes to what's really there for you. Because life is giving you so, so much. I often tell my students, there are people who want to be your friend right now, a lot of them. And you say, no. I say, yeah. Are you giving them an opportunity? Are you giving them a chance? You say, well, I did, I tried, but then they rejected me and I stopped. I'm like, okay, so no, you're not giving them a chance. You let a few setbacks get in the way of your fundamental worthiness. That's not honoring your worthiness. Do you have self-love? If you have self-love, then you honor your worthiness and you say, I give people infinite chances to be my friends. And I expect that they want to be my friends. Not everybody, right? We align with certain people and not other people. Granted, of course, natural. But yeah, in this world of billions of people, there are tons who want to be my friends. There are tons who want to date me, marry me, love me, take care of me, raise my kids with me. There are tons of people like this because I'm lovable. And I want to find somebody who is just as lovable and just as worthy. Would you like to be with somebody who wasn't worthy, lovable inside themselves? Do you know how much work that person takes? Oh yeah, raise your hand if you've tried that. Maybe you've had that relationship with that person and you realize it takes a lot of work to get them into their loveness and their worthness instead of doing all the things that they do to screw up their lives and screw up our lives and make us miserable. Right? You know, they're not holding their job or they're drinking or they're doing all kinds of things. They're not loving themselves and I can't make them love themselves, nor can I sit around and wait for them to love themselves. I might for a while because I love them, but at a certain point, I love me more. I love me more. So there you go. You made the choice. This means now you're walking into the realm of being with other people who love themselves too. And that's a good person to go hang out with. Now, I want to make a little sidetrack here. There's a difference between people who love themselves in a kind of sleazy, narcissistic way and a people who just fundamentally realize their own value and act in their highest integrity from that value. Okay? Big difference. I feel like I don't even have to explain it because you can sense it. You can sniff it out. We all have a little inner nose. We're a little bloodhounds on that. We can all tell the difference when we meet people who are narcissistic, self-worth, and the people who are just really good people. And if you ask them, do you love yourself? Are you worthy? They would probably look at you odd like, well, I guess so. I guess I do. It's such a part of me. I don't even really think about it. I just am. I don't worry about myself. I've gotten over myself, right? I'm over it. I'm over myself. That means they have incredible strong self-worth, incredible self-love, because they don't worry about themselves anymore, how they look, how they come across, if people like them or don't like them, trying to please others, trying to get others to give them things. And, you know, gets all selfishy and weird. They're beyond that. They're just good, solid people. We all know a few people like that. We've been exposed to that person. Their worth is their fiber. They're made of it. Well, you know what? It's not just them. It's you. And this takes me right back to the beginning. Because when you were gifted with this consciousness, you weren't gifted with the consciousness with the caveat, well, maybe we'll give you self-worth. Maybe you're worth it. I don't know. We'll see. No, you got the exact same mix in the bag as they did. Made of the same stuff, made of the same atoms and minerals and molecules and, you know, that nice shovel load of consciousness there connecting you to everything that is. And you're made of worth. It's an illusion you've been playing around with that you're not worth it. It's an illusion. Maybe you've told it to yourself. Maybe you let other people tell it to you over your life. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But you let them tell it to you so that you could come out the other side of it. So you could have the experience of understanding, oh, I don't let other people tell me who I am. Wow, and I've played with that, you know, experience my whole life. I don't let them tell me who I am. Cool. Now I know that. Now I really know who I am because I've had that beautiful contrast. It's sort of like, you know, the Garden of Eden. You don't know you're in paradise if you're in paradise because you've never seen anything different. It's just like, yeah, whatever. It's nice. Every day is sunny. There's green grass, lots of fruit. And then one day you don't have that and you go, oh, that's paradise? Damn, I miss that. That's paradise. Same is true for you and your self-worth. and your self-love. So we get it taken away so that when we get it back, we see it and understand it and really know it deeply. But it's never really been gone from you. It's never really been gone. It's an illusion that it's been gone from you. You don't ever have to earn it. You are already worth it. You are already worth everything. And I don't, you know, yes, we have all done horrible things. Things we regret, things that are terrible, things that hurt other people, things that hurt ourselves, things where we wished we hadn't. And you know what? You're probably going to continue to do some of those things in the rest of your life. Scary thought, huh? Oh, man, do that to myself again? But the thing is, this is not bearing on how lovable you are, how precious you are, how beautiful you are, how genuine you are, how authentic you are, how true you are to yourself. This is just you experiencing these things. Has no bearing on you and your fundamental nature. And I know this is weird because you're like, yeah, this is all true for the good people, but there's some really bad people out there. I know exactly what, you know, tippy-toppy territory I'm getting into here. But even those worst people, they were born a little loving baby. They came from loving source. Now, they may have veered off way deep down into the darkness, and that may be where they are right now. But there is still something fundamental in them that's part of God. And that's how it is. So if they can still be part of God, you certainly as heck can, right? Certainly, certainly can. And I know you're doing your best and I know you're trying. So would you let yourself be rewarded a little bit? Would you let yourself be petted and loved up a little bit? Would you let in some good things? Would you let in some rewards? Would you let people love you and see you? Would you let them experience you and share you? I mean, you're the biggest gift you can give anybody else. It's not what you do for them. It's not what your accomplishments you make. It's you. You're your biggest gift. You're the most precious thing. You know, that's why at the end of your days, and this was abundantly clear to me as I went through cancer treatment 2 years ago, and I got to think quite a lot about, what happens if this is it? What happens? You know, it's metastasized. What do I do? And I realized wasn't going to take my house, wasn't going to take my car, wasn't going to take any of my books, wasn't going to take any of my flow dreaming. Wasn't going to take my clothes, wasn't going to take anything. I'd leave it all behind. It would all be here and one day I wouldn't. And it would all just be sitting here with my family. Sobering thought. And I realized, you know what I take? The one thing I take. All the experiences. Me. Love. Connection. My heart. What I've learned. What I've shared. What I'm happy about inside myself, what I'm sad about inside myself, that's it. That's all you get to take with you. That's the most important thing. And that's what you end up giving to other people because it's the most precious thing you have, which means, ergo, you are precious and you are lovable. So think about anything you're doing in your life right now where you're not experiencing the degree of love you should have. Anything, any area. And it's up for immediate reassessment because you've just been playing around with that lack of love there. Love is there. People are waiting to give it to you. People are waiting to get it from you. Everything that anybody ever only wants is to connect. For them to see them, to really see them, and for you to be seen. Because what you're showing is you and all your beautiful delicacy. Parts of you that are bright and shining, parts of you that are a little broken and wing ragged. It's beautiful. And that's what you're sharing, because that's what you are. So I'm going to let you guys think about that as we go to a quick break. And I see, oh my goodness, I have open phone lines. Maybe because you guys didn't realize I was really going to be live today. Well, you know what? I am really live today. And I would like to love you up and show you and remind you and tell you how fantastic you are. So hit me up if you need some love. I am going to be giving it away freely right now over the next half hour. So that means give me a call, 760-456-7277. That is a U.S. number. You can call from anywhere around the world, though. You can use Skype if you use Skype dialing. You just want to dial the U.S. The U.S. area code, which is usually a 01 or a 0011. It just depends on what country you're calling from. Anyway, give me a call again, 760-456-7277, and I am here to give you some love and maybe a little flow as well. All right, so stay with me and I'll be right back after this. Imagine if there were a store where you could walk down the aisle and pop some self-love into your basket. Or how about tons of clients? Or maybe you're more in the mood for some relationship repair. Or how about more money monthly? These are all flow dreams, and you can literally put them in your basket. You can use them, feel them, take them inside you, and become them. Become these things inside so that the universe starts offering them to you on the outside, in your life. You tell the universe who you are by feeling it first. You can find all of these flow dreams. I have more than 100 of them. They're at flowdreaming.com in my shop. Browse through, pick the things that you want to become, and put them in your cart. Now, you can find the Flow Dreaming Shop both on a regular computer as well as on your mobile device. On your mobile device, you can either use your browser to go to flowdreaming.com, or you can download my free app where you can browse through, listen to samples of all of the flow dreams that I've just been talking about. So go check them out. Choose a few playlists. Get started. Pick up my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream while you're at it, and that way you can really get started changing your life. Now let's get back to the program. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. I have a present for you. It's a free gift. It's a kit that I created that teaches you how to flow dream in under 15 minutes. It's really easy to get. All you have to do is pull out your mobile device or phone and send me a text. Send it to the number 38470. Again, the phone number is just 38470. And then write the word flow, F-L-O-W, in the message area. That way, I can get your free kit sent right over to you, which includes a flow dream called Positive Flow for you to begin working with, as well as an audio guide and a tutorial. Remember, this only works in the U.S. If you're outside the country, go to my website and fill out your information there. And I hope you have a lot of fun with this. Welcome back. Well, I see you're all feeling a little bit shy today. Where are my callers? Hey, peeps. I think, again, I'm throwing you. And it is an odd time right now because we are in transition. Right now, the only way to hear my show live, at least as this broadcast, is off my own website. And it's a kind of a wonky little player, so I understand the difficulty. Soon, of course, you will be hearing me on InFlow Radio, and it will be much, much easier to tap into the live show when it plays. Nonetheless, you are certainly welcome to give me a call, and I will love you up. Maybe that was a scary thing. You didn't want that. I'm willing to give you advice too, and look into your flow, look into your life, and give you some guidance and direction. So let's continue here talking a little bit about what it means to love yourself and how this plays out practically. Because in the first part, of course, of the show, I was putting it in the bigger context, just kind of reminding you, big level, how you are innately lovable, and especially that one key idea. You don't need to do anything to prove how lovable or worthy you are. Yes, it's good to do good things. Yes, it's good to help others. And yes, there's a part of us that has been taught, if you do unto others, they will do unto you. And so you do good things because you're racking up, you know, universal points. But truly, is that the right motivation? Yeah, we all are like, no, of course that's not the right motivation. Well, if it's not the right motivation, then why do you do good things for others? Because you're already worthy. You're not seeking to fill up any hole or deficit in yourself. You do good things for others because you have time, ability, intelligence, awareness, and love to give to the world, and it makes you feel good. It really just makes you feel good, right? I mean, you ever had somebody say thank you and because you did something awesome? You know, heroes feel hero-ish. Is that a word? Heroes feel hero-ish. They feel great. Why else do they go on their hero quest? Because they want to feel something about themselves. And if they already feel it, they already are it, it just feels good coming back. It's not, I did something good for you so I could fill up my hole. So here you are, doing good things just because you are a good person. And this is how you begin to live. And even if you don't really get it yet or really acknowledge or feel it yet, you still begin to do these good things just because it feels good. Because that's who you are. Because you expect it of yourself. Because it's who you are. You expect it of yourself. So you go around and you're starting to really give of yourself because you're not so needy, right? That neediness has been all filled up. It's been all paved up. It's been filled. The cracks are now, you know, filled up. And that's who you are. So you are worthy. And you've always been worthy. And now you're starting to act from this state of self-worth. And you don't prove it. You just are it. You are it. I do good things. I don't always do good things. Sometimes I screw up. Sometimes I screw up badly. Sometimes I try and do a good thing, turns out to be a bad thing. But I still try to do a good thing. And people love me, and they appreciate me. And here's where it translates into real life. And they want me. They want me. You ever walked into a job interview and you're insecure and you're not sure and I don't know if they want me? And this becomes like the flashing kind of neon sign energy that you enter the room with. I don't know. Will they want me? I better prove myself. I better try and show up as better than I am. You know, better not say the wrong thing because I'm worried that they'll really see the unqualified person that I am. Those interviews typically don't go well. And then you have the person who walks in and they say, here's what I can do and here's who I am. And I might be a fit or I might not. I'm good at this and I love that. And I like to learn these things. And this is who I am. And you can feel their worth. You can feel their own internal love. And you think to yourself, this is going to be a good person to work with. They're not going to need a lot from me. I'm not going to have to be filling them up all the time. Because they're already filled up. And they're just going to overflow their abilities and their skills into my incredible workplace. And those are the people who get the job. And everybody who's been on the hiring end, you've seen that happen too. You've felt that from applicants coming in, right? It goes both directions. You have felt that too. So how else do you act in ways that display your own inner beautiful love for yourself? How else? Well, I guess you could say the traditional ways have been that you go out and get a pedicure. You go and get, a massage. You do things for yourself. You pamper yourself. Get some new clothes. Get your hair done. That's possible, right? Those are good things. But often those are just physical kind of reflections of self-love. Things that you're giving to your body. Things that you are giving to your mind. So what else can you do that doesn't involve going out and spending money on your physical self? Well, you can start by eradicating a lot of the relationships in your life that don't honor or match your degree of self-love. You're like, ooh, that's a hard one. I'd have to get rid of everybody. No. Oh, I know what's been going on. You guys can't get through. There's something wrong with the call-in system. Oh, my goodness. Very odd. Okay. All right. So we're going to have to get that. We're going to have to get that fixed. If you guys are trying to call, my forgiveness, apparently busy signal is coming on. Hold on one second. I'm going to ask my friends here at my studio to try again. And see if you guys can get through. But that explains a lot. So let me get back on track with what I was saying. What do you do to display self-love for yourself that is not physical related? And I was saying, well, you start by making sure that the people who surround you support your degree of self-love. Oh, everybody's trying to call. Goodness sakes. I knew there was something odd. Maybe this is the universe's way of telling me that this is a really damn good topic and you guys really need it. And I should spend the whole darn hour on it because apparently that's what's happening. Oh, I can't wait to get my studio fully built. Ooh, no, I won't have problems like this, even though the universe may have set this up. Okay. All right. Let's see. I'm going to go to a quick break here. You know what? It's getting so late now. I should probably just go to a flow dream, but I'm just going to take a quick little stop and, go ahead and, see if I can't get the phone lines to work. My apologies, everybody. This is why in a couple of short weeks, we're going to have a couple of, new people joining our station and they will be taking over this process from me because believe me, going into flow and trying to also manage your own show, your own board is, it's tricky business. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Just a quickie little interruption here right now. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. And welcome back. Well, we have some problem with the phone lines today that we cannot figure out, so it is always something. But I want you guys to see this. Right? I could be saying to myself, oh, this is a disaster, and when will I ever get this right, and la da 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 da, and really starting to judge myself, getting all judgy. Or I can look at this as I do. Something else to get ironed out, something else to figure out, something else to tighten the ship around. No, nothing to do with my self-worth, with my ability as a producer, as my, you know, my ability to run a program or a show or even a network. Things happen in life. Problems arise. You move through them. It's when you start to take these little external circumstances and attack yourself with them and say, it must be me. There's something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. That's what we're trying to solve today. Because that is the thing that will slow you down, that will stop you in your tracks. You know, and I'm invested in helping every single one of you reach your ultimate ability to give. Okay? Give to the world, give to each other, to have really said at the end of the day, I loved my life. Loved my life. And that means getting rid of all this judginess, getting rid of all of this I'm not good enoughness. It means looking at things stark as they are. Hey, my phone lines are down. Okay, and I'm supposed to be running a network. Eek, embarrassing. Yeah, but not really, because it's actually just a problem. And I'm going to have a lot of problems. I did not flow dream that. I'm not flow dreaming that. Cancel, cancel. But realistically in life, things are going to come up and they're going to give me problems and they're going to give me obstacles and things to solve. Keep it interesting. Keep it fun. And this is one. So I'm taking my notes from this. But again, it's not me. I'm sharing this with you, this very live kind of demonstration, because there are things in your life right now that you are still beating yourself up about, that you're not good enough, you're playing imposter syndrome, you are not loving yourself. And that's where we left off. How do you demonstrate your love to yourself? More than just through physical gimmicky kind of things. Though I never consider a massage gimmicky, I just have to put that out there. I miss you, Ashley. She's my massage therapist who moved to Oregon, and I just can't get over it. So, ways to show your love. Forgiving yourself. Right there. Right? Just what I demonstrated. Forgive yourself. Something happens, forgive. Immediately. Would you forgive your child, or would you hold your child, you know, would you keep thinking badly and poorly about that poor kid? Or would you go, learn from it, and I can forgive you. Learn from it. I already forgave you. Learn from it. That's all I ask. Okay. So, I forgive you. I forgive you. That's probably the biggest number one thing. After that, there's a phrase I use a lot called be gentle with yourself. That means let yourself off the hook a lot. Most of us think that we have to be harder on ourselves rather than easier. People who are easy on themselves, we think are just kind of, you know, morally suspect. What I have seen over time is that all of you who are involved in personal growth and personal development, you don't often have to worry about being morally suspect. Most of you, 90% of you, you're okay. You're way on the other side. I mean, that's what drew you to this in the first place. You are overcompensating for your greatness. So be gentle. Don't be as hard on yourself. Be easier on yourself. Okay? So take a breath with me. And I want us to go into some flow together. I want you to feel love. I want you to feel your own inner true nature. I want you to notice where you've allowed things in your life to not quite reach the level of your own true nature, where you've tolerated something less. Maybe that person who isn't texting you back. Maybe that person who isn't honoring your work and your achievements. Maybe that person you're scared to talk to because it's hard to have that real, true, honest conversation. You're scared they won't see you, understand you. Hey, psst. Remember your worth. Remember your worth. Eyes closed. And we're going to relax a bit here. And we're going to go into flow. And I want you to feel this. playing a little music. You hear that? I want you to relax. Take a deep breath. Release. Go into flow. Move into flow. Move into a beautiful boat, drifting toward the sunset. It's a pleasant day. It's a pleasant life. This is one day of hundreds of thousands you have to experience. How does it feel? Does it feel beautiful? Does it feel good? Release. Drift. Feel the motion of the boat. Sense it. See it in your imagination. Let your feelings come up. Let your feelings arise. How do you feel now? A little more at peace? A little more at ease? Good. Now, feel yourself, who you are. If you were a gemstone, which one would you be? Whatever flashes in your mind, the fastest, that's it. Pick that one. It's not a hard question. That's you. Just be it for the moment. Notice how perfect that gemstone is. Are you turquoise? Are you ruby? Are you opal? Are you tourmaline? Crystal? Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it just right and perfect? There's nothing wrong with it. Perfect, flawed, doesn't matter. It is what it is. It's beautiful. It's precious. It's real. And that is you. That is you. You are beautiful. You are right. You are everything. You're expanding. You're growing. You feel love. That love is for you. That love comes to you. It surrounds you. That love is even generated by you. It is you. That love is you. The love is you. You feel that love? It's so beautiful. It's so right. And so rich. Spreading out into your life. Wrapping up and curling around everyone you know, everything you know. You are lovable. You are worthy. You should have whatever you ask for. It's the gift of the universe to you. It's the gift of your first breath. It's the gift of every breath thereafter. It's the gift of being given a culture, a society, a physical world, and said, go play, make stuff, have fun, kids. Because you're loved. And you've been given all of this. And it's a lot. It's tremendous. And bask in that feeling, holding it, basking in it. Even now, as you come back and find yourself returning from flow. And there you go. Wasn't that beautiful? A great experience. That's why I call flow dreaming a bubble bath for your mind. You should do it every day. That is self-love, isn't it? That is definitely self-love. All right, everyone. I will be back next week. Same time, same place. And I'm sure we'll have everything fixed by then. And you know what? If we don't, who cares? We're just going to keep on because this is good stuff. This is good work. And I hope you're having a good time and enjoying it. Let me know. I'm always curious what your thoughts are. Okay, love you guys. And I'll see you all next week for more Flow Dreaming.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon App Store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.